One more time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Yo, what's poppin'? RC the Trackaholic. This is the Sideshow. We got a special guest here tonight. We've been on once or twice before, you know what I'm saying? I have the pleasure of working with this man throughout the years. I mean, all the way from being the CEO of Twompo 6 Records, CEO of UCAP Entertainment. He got a movie out called Shorty Better Go to Work on Amazon. You need to go see that. And it is funny. You really need to see that. He also got Fuck Shorty. That's on YouTube. That's a series. That joint is crazy. The things that this guy does with an iPhone is crazy. I'm about to tell your business, but it's still dope. And then also one half of the Boxing 101 host, along with the Emerald City Assassin, Kenny Ellis. This is the one and only, you know. Shorty, what's popping?
What's up, RC? You goop. Oh, but also, we got a new host on Boxing 101.
Do you?
My homeboy, Dre from West Seattle, Young Dre.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to you. Yeah.
Yeah, Young Dre. Shout out to him. For sure.
Yeah. Yup. You know me, RC, just trying to have my hands like an octopus into everything.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you can only have 8 if you're an octopus.
Yeah, but I'm gonna be a twin octopus. I need 16.
Need 16.
I need a Chinese, man.
Dig, yeah, that, man. So you're a busy guy. You know, you always got something going on, man. You're like a shark, man. You got to keep swimming. So I gotta ask you. Well, I mean, what's going on, man? I mean, from the beginning to the end, what's the deal?
Well, you know, like I reached out to you, RC, because like you said, we've been doing business and knowing each other for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know, I see what my brother be doing. You know, you helped me with a few projects and stuff like that. I even got one for you. You even produced Rest in Peace, the Gangsta Nut, with the album with me and Emmett.
Yes, sir.
And we did that project together. So I was like, that's who I want to break this news to and break this nose with, is with RC. But you know, man, I just understood entertainment ever since I was young, because my family back in Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
My uncle, my mother's brother, rest his soul, my uncle Eddie and stuff, you know, he had kids and stuff and they used to sing. Oh, and one time, you know, they was in Cleveland, a new butthole, mm-hmm. you know, everybody knew him, and, you know, their name was the Terrells and stuff.
Okay.
And, this is a valuable lesson that I want the young people to really pay attention to, because important signs in your life can come back from history and help you in your present.
Yeah.
So peep this out. My cousins them had a chance to sign with LeVert.
Okay.
But due to the fact that they didn't want my cousin Gina, my uncle and my aunt raised their kids, you know, family first over everything.
Right.
So they said, if you're not going to take all of them, then you're not going to have none of them. A lot of people be saying like, hey, man, that's a dumb move.
Right.
But you're not looking at the morals and the value
right.
of what my uncle and my aunt was installing inside of their children.
Right.
Let them know, ain't nobody going to break this family blood tree, no money, no nothing like that. And I was about 13 or 14 years old, and I was in the music scene because I used to beatbox. Me and my boy Mike and my cousin Eric used to help us. So once I seen that lesson, that got stored inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to be loyal, and you can't sell your soul for this materialistic stuff.
Right.
You have to be doing it because you love it from the bottom of your heart and won't nobody beat you. You will always find a way to stay irrelevant.
Right.
And I carried that on.
You mean relevant.
Yeah, relevant. Yeah, I said irrelevant. You know, Shorty, Kenny called me the butcher.
The butcher of words.
So anyway, that got stored in me as a teenager, and I came to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to run with my partner, Rick and stuff. And the first cat I ever met from Kitchen was Fishbone, because, you know, we was locked up together. So when I got out, I hooked up with my partner Rick, and then that's how I met Shorty Mac and Young Dre and all of them.
Right.
And Shorty Mac said, hey, man, you know, you need to put your money to good use. You should get into this music. And then that's when I met you know, went out and found Gangsta Nut. Mm-hmm. We did the Twompo 6, Sarcastic and them. So fast forward, you know, things go on. People go their different lanes, do their different things and everything. Mm-hmm. And I bump into E-Dawg.
Right.
And that's when my whole life changed 360 degrees to sunshine.
Right.
So he gave me the game. He showed me what to do. He showed me how to present myself, and I'm not ashamed to say it because I don't take no man's accolades in the life because I'm not no fraud. So he showed me how to rekindle my whole image,
mm-hmm.
get away from the stuff that will prevent me from being to where I need to be in life.
Right.
So once again, history, back from what my uncle showed me about value, fast forward today, E-Dawg gives me the same value.
Right.
But just in a different format. But it still meant the same thing. Your morals, your respects, your value, your family trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the most important things that you need to make it to be successful.
Right.
So after that, you know, I did a couple of projects, solo projects myself. You know, Mr. Ricardo, Shorty, Grown Man Music. And then one day, E-Dawg was on the phone talking to Kurt. And Kurt was telling E-Dawg, man, who you got that really, you know, got this business, really want it, and will be dedicated, you know, if I hook him up with this movie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And E-Dawg said, man, I'll call you back. I know who to call. He called me.
Right.
He said, hey, Show, I got a deal. I know you'll do it. It won't be no bullshit, no, you know. And I know you'll go hard with it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what do you think about writing a movie and doing a movie?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, who brought this to you, E? So he told me. I said, all right, man, give me the time to put the movie together. I go do my research, learn how to write a script, you know, things to that nature, RC. So I went to the studio, and I was not even thinking about the movie.
Right.
I recorded a song, Shorty Better Go to Work, with Funk Daddy.
Right.
And my word to God, when I got out the booth, Funk Daddy said, Shorty, this is a movie.
He didn't even know. He didn't even know about
the, no, and I had forgot about it.
Right.
Wait. Well, let me make it clear for you. When E-Dawg told me that about the movie, mm-hmm. just say it was January. I went in the studio with Funk Daddy, just say July.
Right.
So in other words, I had kind of forgot about it and kept going to do the music.
It was a few months. Yeah.
So when I recorded the record with my brother, Big Stretch,
mm-hmm.
from Oakland, Maharaji partner and everything, we recorded the song, Shorty Better Go to Work. When I came out the booth, me and Stretch, Funk was like, man, that's a movie. That dude is animated. This, you know, this go.
Right.
And it clicked. I said, that's the title track. Fuck Shorty. I mean, right. For Shorty Better Go to Work.
Right.
So I instantly started writing the movie and everything because I dove in real hard. I said, fuck it. I dove in real hard, did the best I could. And E-Dawg said, hey, Shorty and Focus, because, you know, me and Focus did it, you know, together. We both co-wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
So E-Dawg said, hey, man, Kurt got AJ Johnson. I said, man, stop playing with me. He's like, show, Kurt got AJ Johnson, and he's willing to work. I said, man, tell Kurt what he going to get him, you know, for us. So Kurt told E-Dawg the price. E-Dawg told me the price.
Mm-hmm.
I shot the money, you know, paid for the hotel, you know, all of that stuff. Gave him all the stuff up front, and Kurt cracked up laughing. He said, Shorty, you giving all the money up front? I was like, yeah, man, because I don't want to deal with the back end of the E-Dawg said, yeah, because Shorty will get that nigga back $12.59.99. Y'all better take this money right now for Shorty.
Look, now, I need to owe you about 20 now, but I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, right.
it's coming now. I got it now.
I got you, my nigga. The next time we hook up, you know, I'm going to give it to you. I love y'all. Y'all my cats. Y'all my brothers, man. So anyway, you know, I shot in the paper. AJ came to see how we shot the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I seen the magnitude of what it was doing, I said, wait a minute. I got to fix everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and said, I'm going to get me a crew like my favorite person, Tyler Perry. But Tyler Perry, you know, you had the Browns and the House of Pain.
Right.
And they all came up together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I read his, you know, his stories, his documentaries. You know, I did everything I could with Tyler Perry on my research. And once I seen, once again, it come history again. Mm-hmm. The connection of family.
Right.
Because Ella Payne, Curtis Payne, is husband and wife. Mr. Brown and Cora, they're real husbands and wife, mm-hmm. and they got God in their life.
Right.
So once that sign hit me, I was like, dang, this keep coming in my face. So I gotta do this. And RC, I dove in, I went in, started reading books on marketing and all that type of stuff. I went into school with Kurt because mm-hmm. oh, and shouts out, well, I'll get to that anyway, but went into took advice from E-Dawg and Kurt about what to do and not to do with my next movie,
yeah,
so forth and so forth. So fast forward, I'm working at Amazon. So when I come into Amazon, you know, we got to go stand outside and our boss will give us our assignments and stuff and tell us to be safe, you know, it's a safety drill, mm-hmm. to make sure everybody's awoke. So as he's getting ready to do this safety drill, this dude, Roy, we all in the circle, and Roy just walk up, and he say to the boss in front of everybody, hey, boss, tell him about the gutter rain. And like when he said it, he did it just like the dude. He had the voice and everything.
Right.
So after we all had to disperse to go to our trucks, I walk over to him. I say, hey, have you ever acted before, something like that? And he was like, yeah, man, in high school and everything. He said, how you tell? I said, man, I'm a writer, man, and I can see the signs,
you know,
breaking the ice with him and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And right then and there, me and him started talking every day at work, and, we became friends and everything. And we both wanted the same thing, and his name is Roy Holiday.
Okay.
Shout out to my dude, Roy Holiday, yeah, man. That's my little brother, man.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
You know, so when I hooked up with Roy, we got the same vision. Mm-hmm. And RC, once again, back to the past, history, to the present, Roy, same way with family.
Mm-hmm.
And had a story just like mine, but on the sports and him acting tip.
Right.
But it's all about family.
Right. So when you, because you, you clearly that's valuable to you, right? And so what is it about that? Is it the stability, you know, like you know, you're able to count on that person? Like why does that strike such a chord with you?
What it strikes a chord with me is because right now in the world today, our youth don't understand morals and values.
True.
When you have a family that raises you with morals and values,
mm-hmm.
it makes you make better decisions in life. Even if you go through rough times and stuff,
right.
you'll still find a way to get up out of it and do what's right.
True. Yeah.
So that's why it means so much to me, because when you surround yourself around that, the big picture of it is these three individuals that shared that with me ain't mm-hmm. my DNA and ain't my blood.
Right.
But they got the same morals and values. So if I put that unity and that team around me mm-hmm. with the same morals and values, we understand the process and we'll get to the top.
Wow. Yeah, man. I mean, that's a great anchor. That's a great starting point for your business and your movie. So yeah, I understand that. That's dope.
Right. So once that came to fruition to me and I sat back, I went and got me some actors and stuff that people ain't never act. Told them, say, listen, I'm going to teach y'all how to act. Y'all just got to have time and patience. Some of them took it. Some went left. We all know the story, so I'm not going to really dwell on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope the ones that not there with me right now really pay attention to everything that I always said to every last one of them. Right now, can't none of y'all be in my shoes for one reason. In this business, I don't think y'all ready right now to make that final cut decision of a friend that you are real close with, and you got to go tell that friend, hey, you won't work out for my move.
Yeah.
You have to respect me for that, mm-hmm. because I gave you numerous and numerous of time,
mm-hmm.
all of my efforts. You know, they'll throw with you this money, this and this and that. Okay, if we play this money game, show me one thing that you got out there in the entertainment world with a fan base. You show me that, everybody will tell you. Shorty respect you. The producer, I gotta pay him beat, mm-hmm. for the beat. He's making the music.
For sure.
That's why he's a producer.
Mm-hmm.
But if a rapper came to me, and all rappers know, when I did shows with them, I gave them tickets to put money in their pocket. I didn't make them pay me.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I knew people are coming to see you perform.
Yeah.
So if you gonna go ahead and push it, go sell these tickets. I'm not trying to treat you like a prostitute or nothing. But if you're serious about your craft and your art,
mm-hmm.
you'll get out there and bust your ass and put them few dollars on them. You'll get them few dollars and put them in your pocket, and you hit that stage and you perform.
Definitely.
So after I did all of that with all of them and went through all of those different changes and stuff, it weathered down to who I got. Who I have is who I have.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Roy, we went and we wrote the movie, which is called 15 Seconds. Now, this movie is based upon where family morals has to come back into effect with values to teach the youth. You got 15 seconds to make the right decision before you pick this gun up.
Mm-hmm.
Or this knife. Or this baseball bat, or this monkey wrench, anything that could do any physically bodily harm to any human being on the face of this earth,
mm-hmm.
if you just take 15 seconds, you could change so many people's lives, and you can save, the key word that I'm saying to my young brothers out here is save. You can save
mm-hmm.
so many lives. Right now, we're at a time where it's so many deaths and incidents of millionaires from what's the light-skinned rapper name from Philly? P.D. Rock. From
yeah.
Pop Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from P.D. Rock,
mm-hmm.
Pop Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to take off. To all
yeah.
the young black brothers
mm-hmm.
that fought to get up out the ghetto.
Right.
This is the sickness that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
See, they get mad at us people in my generation saying we old heads. See, but us old heads, what we did, we fought to stay out of the street.
Yeah,
once
that.
We got once we got out of the street,
yeah.
we did everything to keep the street.
Right.
That's why I tell people to this day, look at my age, and it's no disrespect to nobody on God's green earth,
mm-hmm.
but I don't got time to be sitting up, you know, really out in the street.
Right.
If I'm out in the streets, I'm either going to work or I'm pushing my entertainment stuff.
Definitely.
I don't have time no more to sit around and worry about, oh, man, such and such is having a barbecue and this and that and all of that. I ain't being funny style, but where my life is at and where I want to be at,
mm-hmm.
I could do all that when I get there.
Right.
But right now, I'm in so much of a heavy workload.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm right there and I'm going to get it. And this movie, and I'm telling everybody, those that doubt, then you need to go back, check yourself in the mirror,
mm-hmm.
check all the things that you ever done in life bad. Be man and woman about it and fix everything that you've done bad. Don't worry about what you've done good.
Right.
You don't got to fix what you do. You ain't got to fix what you did good. Go back and fix everything that you've done bad.
Right.
Then you'll find yourself ready to go wherever you want to go, not looking over your shoulders,
mm-hmm.
not having no animosity
mm-hmm.
against nobody, and you ain't worried about what the next man is doing. Because what makes the next man shit ain't going to make me shit.
Yeah, for sure.
What he eat, It's what he eat.
Yeah, that'll make
what
him
I shit. Eat. It ain't gonna make him shit.
Now, tell me this. So what's the overall message that comes out of this 15 seconds?
Well, the overall message is penitentiary, death, or eternal life. Mm-hmm. Eternal life. Mm-hmm. Eternal life is the best way to go. If you keep thinking penitentiary is the way to go, penitentiary has another part of him and she, because women go to the penitentiary too. I'm talking to my sisters too. Mm-hmm. I notice a lot of brothers don't speak about the sisters that's having cases just like men. They need help too.
Right.
Because this world don't grow without a woman.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
They need help too. Mm-hmm. Definitely have death. Because if you keep doing it, you're going to die.
Yeah. Yeah, either so socially or morally, he gonna die. It's definitely gonna be a death of some sort.
Yeah, it's going to be a death, and through the grace of God and helping me, you know, fix myself and keep me going in the right way. Once again, my brother E-Dog, even though he's in his position that he's in, he's still working for me, because my relationship with Kurt is because of him.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm driving so hard, because once my man come home, I want him really to be proud, be like, "Wow, shorty, you really did it."
Right. Yeah.
And Kurt,
that's the best Kurt feeling in the world.
Me. Yeah, and Kurt blessed me, because I get a little choked up when I talk about my nigga.
I
don't care what nobody.
I feel you.
You know. But anyway, Kurt blessed me with a telephone conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That all I said, I put the advertisement up on my wall. Just go watch the reel when you see the clip for 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know, shorty, I don't play no games. If I put it up there, it's going to be on there.
Dig it.
So when Kurt blessed me with that, I said, all right, Kurt, we putting the little nicks and crannies together, you know, dotting our I's, crossing our T's.
Mm-hmm.
So I instantly did a meeting with Victory Studios over in Ballard. So this movie is going to be done behind them with the professional editing.
Wow.
And today, I just locked in a deal with Heath to do the trailer for the movie.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, and shout out to Heath. Man, I'm going to say something to y'all.
Shout out.
This brother is...
Go ahead.
This brother is very talented at what he do.
Say his name one more time. I'm sorry. You're saying
Heath Martin.
Heath Martin. Oh, okay, I know. Yeah, I know Heath Martin. Okay, so he's doing editing.
No. He's doing the voiceover for my trailer for the movie.
He does voiceover. That's right, man. Shout out to Heath Martin, man. Yeah, he got the voiceover. That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Seattle rappers and all of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Man, please, anybody, commercials, your concerts, anything, man, reach out to this brother.
Definitely.
That's his name here on Facebook. Mm-hmm. He's very professional. He's professional. You can go listen to the quality of work. Hey, RC, he is so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, bro, you need to be at CBS, ABC.
right. Because he was always an amazing singer and performer, too. So, but he keep it moving, though. So I'm glad that he's graduated to something that's, you know, like so amazing like that. That's dope. Voiceovers, I mean, because we all need it. So you guys, don't go to Fiverr. You know what I'm saying? Go to my man,
right.
Heath. Definitely.
Go to Heath.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we on it. I'm on it. Yeah, I'm about to hit him up.
Yeah, and this is what I wanna say to everybody before we get off the phone in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if y'all really know Shorty loves Seattle inside and out, man. My people from High Point, West Seattle, all of that, my wife family, all of that, man, my family, my DNA is here, man. So I'm Seattle and Cleveland.
Dig it.
I love y'all. unconditionally, my brother. You do. But right now, Shorty trying to get himself together because I checked the man in the mirror. Mm-hmm. I checked myself. I cleaned out my closet. Mm-hmm. Ain't no skeletons in my closet. I got no animosity towards no man on the face of God, green earth.
Yeah.
But I got to say this to y'all. Man, respect your talent and your craft.
Yeah, for sure.
Stop being cheap in y'all pocket,
mm-hmm.
and start going to these brothers out here in Seattle that's doing it the right way, that's giving you quality stuff.
Mm.
Stop being cheap in y'all pockets and going to get them $30 and $40 stuff, man. Them we're in 2024.
Yes.
Them tools and fuels ain't going to – this is why I say BZ, RC, Funk Daddy,
yeah.
Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Teddy Mac.
Mm-hmm.
I can't name everybody because this is a 30-minute show. I feel
what you're saying, though.
Man, y'all got to – when y'all in this rap game, bro, go to them top-notch producers, man, in them studios, man, and get your stuff done tight, man.
You're going to get what you get pay for, done. For sure.
Yeah,
every single man. Time, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, and I'm glad you brought that up. Say, y'all, how many of you cats are still going to the car lot buying a 1980 Cutlass?
Well,
so if you ain't going to buy 1982 Cutlass to ride around to look good in,
right?
Why you gonna do that with your music?
I don't know. Actually, an 80 Cutlass might look pretty dope right now.
But you got to put money in,
right? I know
you got to put it.
I feel
you. Yeah, you got. Hey, RC, you got to put money in it so you can look good.
Yeah, you can't.
That's them all up. You could go. Hey, you get that bad boy off the lot.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do? You gonna dress him up?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And okay, to dress up your music.
Yeah, and it takes money to do that, definitely. And like, my thing right now, and I know is, you know, more people, less people know about than most people know. Mastering. That's that. You can't go cheap on that, and you have to spend your money on it, and you have to do it. And I mean, I love my peoples to death, but man, they skip that mastering because honestly, you know, they feel like they can't afford it. But it'd be the best investment in your music you'll ever do. So please don't skip that part.
And like I said, y'all go sit on the wall, but Netflix, here comes Shawty and Roy Halladay.
All right,
man, RC, I was so happy.
So this 15 seconds is gonna be on Netflix.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Now, do you have a ballpark date or a time? You know, when can we look forward to
thank
it?
Thank you for bringing. Okay, thanks for bringing that up because we're gonna get off the air. You know, Shorty doing a million and one things. I forgot to tell him.
I know.
Oh, hey, we'll be filming it early July, and it'll be there September.
Okay.
We'll be filming in July. Oh, and like I said on the thing, everybody out here in Seattle, May 1st is the deadline at 12 noon. I told y'all how many other actors and actresses that I need. You can go on my wall. You can see it. You can DM me your information. You can send me your photos. I'm a married man, happily married. I ain't finna Photoshop you and put you on nobody's funny bunny stuff like that because I respect everybody and I know how people is about their photos.
Mm-hmm.
But I will not do nothing like this. I'm a businessman. I'm putting a movie out. Everybody that know me, they'll tell you, yes, Shorty is putting a movie out. So actors and actors, go to my wall. You'll see the ages that we're asking for and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Please come on, man. Get yourself a shot because you never know. You probably can be the one to take us to the top.
All right. So just to be clear, spell out, I mean, like, you know, say it slow, your page, where they need to be.
Okay. On Facebook, it's simple. My government name, Melvin Arrington. You spell Arrington, A-R-R-I-N-G. P like in Tom, O as in Oscar, N as in Nicholas.
All right. So there they'll be able to see what you're calling out for, and they'll be able to get in touch with you that way for auditions, for headshots, and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, all of that good stuff.
And what's that deadline one more time?
The deadline is May 1st, 12 noon.
Okay, May 1st, 12 noon. So you guys got a month and a half, man, to get that straight. They start shooting in July. And then,
that's correct.
Yeah. So, and you're just gonna do it till it's done.
Yeah, we've been shooting in July, and shoot, like I said, and wait, let me not tell y'all September, because dealing with a real distribution company, my target date, if everything is done like we want it done, will be September. The worst, it'll be left up to them to say, okay, we're dropping in this quarter.
Right, right.
But the target is September, because Kirk been teaching me how they drop movies, you know, in their quarters and all of that stuff.
And shout out to
One Fam, One Fam and One Shot Fam.
Man, hey, look, definitely, man. Shout out Boss Curtis, man. You're talking about an icon in Seattle music and a bunch of other Seattle stuff and Seattle movies, of course. Also on Amazon, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, what's the name of that movie?
Kirk got movies on Tubi. Yeah. One of my favorite movies that Kirk put out is Hey, Mr. Postman. That movie is funny with Omar Gooden and all in a minute. And AJ Johnson, that's in my movie also. Shorty better go to work. But hey, go check out Hey, Mr. Postman and all of that. And you could go on my wall, because Kirk's stuff is on my walls with, you know, all of his movies and everything.
Yeah, for sure. Well, man, on that note, you guys heard it here first. Shorty is taking he's taking headshots, he's taking auditions, he's making a movie, and he is asking you guys for his help. There's not too many people in this city that's giving out that kind of opportunities, and I suggest you guys take advantage of it. Once again, Melvin Arrington on Facebook. You can also catch him on Instagram. He's already got his movies out on Amazon and a series on YouTube. Even got some records out here. So there ain't too many places you ain't going to find Shorty, so you better get on it. That's all I got to say.
And you can just Google it, Shorty, and watch everything pop up.
Yeah, definitely.
I love it.
Definitely. Well, man, on that note, man, on behalf of the Sideshow, man, I thank you once again, Shorty, for coming and gracing us with your presence and giving us the exclusive announcement of the movie 15 Seconds. This is dope, man. So, man, on that note, we're going to get up out of here. Shorty, man, good luck to every single thing that you do. You know I love you, because, you know, we've been watching for a long time. Shout out to you and yours, by the way. And, yeah, man, we going to get.
Hey, yeah, real quick, RC.
Yeah.
We did Gangsta Nuts project. You put your foot in that Johnny Guitar one.
Hey, I love that song. You know what's crazy? I've loved that sample since I was 6. I was like, somebody going to rap to this shit.
Hey, love you, RC, my brother. Love you.
Love you too, man. All right.
All right.
Peace.